Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals who provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. Our topic this week is a piece of advice. It's to put it in writing and get it in writing. What am I talking about? During critical communications with your healthcare providers, there are always opportunities for communications to break down, to go wrong, or to cause you a lot of problems. You see, there's a couple of pitfalls in communicating with your customers. And one of the most basic ones is that when you're communicating, communications involve both the sender of the message and the receiver or the recipient of the message. This provides two different places for the message to go wrong. One is on the sender's end, and the other is on the recipient's end. Because you see, a message is only successful if the sender and the receiver interpret it the same way. And don't ever forget that a communication breakdown in the medical business, whether it's between healthcare practitioners or it's between providers such as yourself to the healthcare practitioner, when communications break down, at the best, it can harm your business. At the worst, it can harm a patient. So communications are very, very important. To protect yourself, here's what I recommend. Put it in writing. Let's say, for example, that you are going to be providing a service to one of your customers, and I'm going to use the operating room as an example because I'll tell you a story in a minute which will personify exactly what I'm talking about. If you are bringing, let's say, a piece of equipment or certain disposable items to the operating room for a surgeon to use on one of his patients, you want to be very clear with the surgeon what it is you are going to be bringing and get verification from him so that there is no mistake or miscommunication, and on the day of surgery, the doctor will have exactly what he needs to take care of his patient. Now, also, get from the doctor in writing, if you can, from his office or from the operating room or from the hospital or clinic, if we're talking about a non-surgical product, exactly what the doctor needs. Because that way, if you bring something other than what is on the list, it's your fault. But if you bring exactly what is on the list and it turns out that the doctor needs something else, then your butt is covered. Let me share with you a story about a situation that happened to me several years ago. I was bringing in some specialized implants for a doctor to perform a procedure on a patient. And these implants were in limited supply, so the doctor had to be very clear whether he wanted it for the left side of the body or the right side of the body, because I was not able to bring both. So what I did was I called the doctor's office and I asked his assistant to fax over to me the information about the patient and which side the doctor would be operating on. Now, when it came the day of surgery, I was prepared to do the left side. The doctor got in there, and first thing I noticed was that he was operating on the right side. I said, "Doctor, we only have implants for the left side. This is what your office ordered." And he said, "No, that's impossible. I was very clear. I asked for the right side. Mace, you screwed up. You made a mistake. I'm calling your manager. I'm calling the president of the company. I'm going to do whatever I can to get you fired." And believe it or not, he tried. He did his best. Later that afternoon, of course, I notified my manager ahead of time what to expect with this doctor because he tended to be a troublemaker in these areas. He would often try to throw a sales rep under the bus to save his own neck. But nevertheless, he did make the call both to my manager and to the president of the company, who called my manager, who then called me and said, "Mace, is there any way that you can prove that you brought the implants for the side that the doctor's office requested?" And I said, "Of course. You see, I always save the facts. I put it in a binder in my home office where I could document exactly what type of equipment was requested for that surgery." And I couldn't wait to get home and pull out the facts. And sure enough, his office booked it as a left side procedure. The doctor wanted the right side. So I had it covered. The other thing I did before I left the operating room was it was also booked the same way in the operating room. It was booked as a left side procedure. So I got a copy of the operating room schedule that showed it booked as a left side procedure. So I went over to the doctor's office, not to make him wrong, because we've talked about that before. You never win points with a doctor, especially a surgeon, by showing him that he's wrong. But I wanted him to be clear that I did not make the mistake. And what I was trying to do was to affect some changes in his office that would keep this from happening again. Well, surprisingly, the doctor still didn't want to own up that it was a mistake made in his office, but did say that, Mace, let's do what we can to make sure this doesn't happen again. And I said, Doctor, I agree. Believe it or not, 3 weeks later, the identical situation with the doctor again trying to put the blame on me, but I had the facts from his office showing the side that was booked and showing what I brought for his case. My advice to you is when you're bringing something specific to take care of a patient with a healthcare provider, put it in writing whenever you can. Get information back from the healthcare provider in writing of some kind. It could be a fax, it could be an email, it could be some sort of form that you ask the healthcare provider or someone in his office to fill out prior to delivering the service or delivering the equipment or disposables that are needed. This will go a long way to saving you from aggravation, and it also shows that you're a professional. Do what the airline pilots do, what the flying industry does, what astronauts do on the space shuttle. Use checklists in writing. It keeps things from going bad at the worst possible time. And when you do this, you'll be seen as a professional by your customers, and it will make your life as a medical sales professional much less stressful. Thanks so much for joining us this week on Medical Sales Guru. I appreciate you coming by. And for those of you who drop me an email to let me know what subject matter you are interested in, I will do my best to accommodate you. If you have some topics that you would like to hear about, send an email to mace@medicalsalestraining.com, all one word, and I'll do my best to get it out for you. I also want to make you aware that in the next few weeks, you will be receiving information on the podcast, and if you're on my mailing list, about my forthcoming book, Mastering Medical Sales, The Essential Attitudes, Habits, and Skills of High-Earning Medical Sales Professionals. This will be released in late December or early January, and I will have a special offer for those of you who would like to get a copy of the book hot off the presses. It's a beautiful hardcover book for your library. It'll be a reference for years to come. If you're new at medical sales, this is the book that's going to get you started on your way to success. And if you've been doing this for a long time, it's going to help you get to the next level in your career. So stay tuned. Make sure you're signed up at www.medicalsalesschool.com on our email list so you get information when the book is available and you'll be eligible for this special one-time discount. Remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.